things that happened to me in school, and I might have time to read a bit from it, but I just wanted to chat a bit first, if that's all right. And it's too big a hall to do questions and answers, so I shall imagine your questions and then answer them, if that's all right. That way we'll all be happy. Talking of which, did you know that 6 out of 7 dwarfs aren't happy? But anyway, silly, isn't it? Talking of happiness, I don't know, Chuffin makes me think of this retirement home, a place, a peaceful, tranquil place, that when I die, I want to die, well, really like my grandfather, peacefully asleep, just falling asleep like that, not screaming in terror like his passengers. Sorry, you haven't come here for a stand-up comedian, and that's so much what I'm not. It's great to be here in Gloss, because I was at prep school in Gloucestershire, I'd say mixed memories of this county. I still support Gloucestershire at cricket, partly because I come from Norfolk and you can't really support Norfolk. because I spent many happy days Sundays from Clare League watching Mike Proctor bowling off the wrong foot. I'm not going to talk about cricket anymore, I just thought I'd mention that. But this prep school, which sadly no longer exists, was somewhere in the region of Stroud and Dursley, if that means anything to you, if you're local. Yeah. I came from Norfolk, as I say, so it was 200 miles from home. Now, none of this would matter, particularly. It sounds strange and cruel and peculiar, but that's only because it was strange and cruel and peculiar. I was 7 years old and sent to Gloucestershire. Can you imagine? The real problem was that from an early age, way before I was 7, I'd become an addict. This is not uncommon, I suppose. I was born in 1957, the same year as the substance to which I became addicted. The same from 1957 was the year that the sugar puffs were invented. I don't know if you're familiar with sugar puffs, little pellets of wheat that are heated and then glazed in glucose and 0.001% honey, which allows them to put honey all over the packet so that parents think it's a health food. I became absolutely addicted to these things. I used to have bowlful after bowlful after bowlful, and when watching television as a 4, 5, 6 year old, I'd have a box between my knees and I'd just be eating them like that, like an American man eats popcorn at the cinema. Slightly glazed look in my eyes. This is fine. I mean, there's no real problem with that, particularly if you're a child, because your mother buys them. She might gasp rather at the number of boxes you get through every week, but it's no particular problem. You just have a bowl full all the time, you pour on the cold milk. You can pour on hot milk in winter, but it gets rather soggy and soupy. Plus, I have the particular problem is that I'm slightly allergic to boiled milk, especially if it has a skin on it. In fact, you know, this is a literary festival, so I'm sure you do. You know the stories about the great playwright, artist, he was all kinds of things, Jean Cocteau. He had this extraordinary ability, which he would demonstrate at parties in Paris. He could lie on a table or sofa or even on the floor, naked, this being Paris, being an artist. And he could bring himself to full, expressive, ejaculatory satisfaction without touching himself. Isn't that extraordinary? Well, I similarly, if I smell or see milk with the skin on it, hot milk with skin, I can vomit just without putting my fingers down my throat. It as a trick, slightly less in demand than cocktails, perhaps, at parties, but still.